Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure rang true. Seems it never rains in summer.
Everybody, and welcome to The Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers. This broadcast is for you and your family and your friends. We addressed issues related to post-incarceration life here. Got a great show for you today. And coming up on the show, we're going to take a look at the requirements for passports for felons. And I think you're going to be surprised at the kinds of things that we find out. Now, I'm not an attorney, but I'm going to pass on the information that I've learned to you. And I suggest that that you double check it. But this is pretty cool information. Also on the show today, we've got, she's the owner of Dawa International. She's the editor of Prison World Magazine and the co-host of Prison World Radio. The one and only Miss Jenny Triplett is here with us today. We've got all that and more coming up right after this on The Journey of Hope. Coming up here in the next few weeks on The Journey of Hope, we've got some excellent shows planned for you. Mr. Commander Club has written an excellent book. He's fresh off his visit with Oprah Winfrey about his book. Mr. Joe Carroll will be here, and Miss Jennifer Maggio will be the week after that. I understand her book just got picked up for a movie. So lots of cool stuff coming. And remember, these people have tailored what they have to say for you as an ex-offender, your family, and the people who love you. And these are excellent, excellent interviews coming up right here in the next few weeks on The Journey of Hope. Why don't you ever be ashamed? Hi, and welcome back. Okay, now, I've had people ask me over the dozens and dozens of shows that we've done. Occasionally I get some email and people will ask me if I know anything about ex-offenders and their ability to obtain passports. And I was kind of curious about it myself. Now, before I start all of this, I'm going to give you some information that I was able to look at, but I want to preface it by saying that I'm not an attorney, and it's real easy for you to just get on the internet and double check my work here. So if you're making decisions, you need to be sure that they're your decisions and you're not basing them on the things that I have to say here today. But I can tell you that I'm pretty confident in what I was able to find. It was easy to find. For example, who could get a passport? Well, here's the short of it. If you are a United States citizen and you do not have a warrant for your arrest, if you are not on parole, if you are not on probation, guess what? You can get a passport. The United States does not withhold the right for its citizens to obtain a passport. So you can get a passport. The problem arises when you enter other countries. It's not that you can't get a passport. It's just being able to get into other countries if you would like to travel. Some countries require that you have a visa. Okay. Now, I always thought that a visa was something that you had to get if you were going to stay for an extended period of time. But apparently, there are some countries that require a passport plus a visa upon arrival. And the reason they do that is because part of the visa process is to check your criminal history. Okay. And these countries you probably cannot go to. And here's what they are. Okay. Now, these are countries that require a visa plus a passport prior to arrival in the country. China, Japan, Australia, and Fiji. Okay. Those countries require that you have completed a visa prior to going to their country, and they do a criminal background check, and they can turn you around at the airport. That's what I was reading earlier today. Now, there are some countries that require pre-arrival visas but do not inquire about your criminal past. Those countries are India and Brazil. India and Brazil require pre-arrival visas but do not inquire about your criminal past. So you can go there if you'd like. Nice place, too. I'd love to go to Brazil. Cool stuff there. Now, there are also visa-free countries. These countries you can go to as long as you have a passport. And like I say, unless you got a warrant out for your arrest or you got some kind of a pending felony case, you can get a passport. Here they are. Mexico, all Caribbean countries, all countries of the European Union, which I was surprised. I had heard that France frowned upon felons coming in, but that is not what I was able to find in the research. Colombia, Venezuela, Peru, Ecuador, Thailand, New Zealand, and South Africa. Those countries do not require that you have a pre-arrival visa. All you need is a passport to go to those countries. Now, the big one that always comes up when people talk to me about this and discussions that I've had with people about these passports is Canada. Canada's pretty picky. I did quite a bit of reading about this, and here's what their policy is basically. Basically, Canada, it goes on a case-by-case basis, okay? The chances of you being able to go to Canada are almost zero. this is the way that I understand it, as per the research that I was able to do. I was reading where, like, Martha Stewart, Snoop Doggy Dogg, they can't go to Canada because they have felonies. Canada does allow people with felonies to come into the country, entertainers and so forth, from time to time, but there has to be a special case evaluation and so forth. So for the most part, they do not allow felonies, people with felony records to come in. Well, you know what I say? Heck with them anyway. So, okay, now listen. Now, you be sure to do your own research about this, but I'm pretty confident and feel pretty solid about the information I was able to find. Now, you be sure and go back and play this again and jot those countries down. You can get a passport, and there are a lot of places you can go and travel. And, boy, I tell you what, my wife and I, one of these days, we sure plan on doing that, okay? I hope this was helpful for you. We're going to be right back with Jenny Triplett right after this on The Journey of Hope.
Skies. But you were young and bold, and baby, didn't that change with a wink of your eye? Now no one's talking about those crazy days gone by. No one talks about the times you cried. Little dreamer.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. We have on the phone with us Miss Jenny Triplett. She's the editor-in-chief of Prison World Magazine. Jenny, welcome to the Journey of Hope.
Hey, how are you? How is everyone out in listening land?
Hey, you know what? The first thing I want to know, you guys are just all over the internet, and I want to know, how did y'all get started in doing what you're doing right now?
How did we get started? Okay, well, yeah, let's back up a little bit. Well, we first had an entertainment company about 14 years ago. So we've always kind of been on the entrepreneur side, and that, you know, like that. My husband was a songwriter and producer, you know, and having those skills and talents. And I used to intern for a radio station and kind of met people through that avenue and, you know, met my husband that way. So we collaborated with our talents and started an entertainment company. So now, when it came to Prison World, when we decided to do this venture, it was a no-brainer, you know, with our talent. I've been a writer for years, since first grade. I've received awards and conferences and different things like that. Mm-hmm. I guess I was given that gift of writing. Never wanted to be like an investigative journalist or anything like that. Just kind of wanted to write the story, put the story out there.
Right.
And then my husband has the technical side. So when the magazine evolved into the radio show, that's where, you know, a lot of his expertise came in, because he was designing the magazine and everything, but sound and engineering, you know, he was gifted in that from mm-hmm. a very young age as well. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how, I don't know, our gifts from Ty kind of put us out there.
Well, Jenny, why this targeted audience? Why Prison World Magazine? Why that target?
Well, we have had a lot of family members that have been incarcerated. Uh-huh. I mean, from cousins to siblings to aunts to uncles, to, you name it. It runs the gamut on both my side and my husband's side. Mm-hmm. He had a cousin that was incarcerated for over 15 years for a crime he did not commit. Mm-hmm. We were very, very instrumental in keeping him encouraged and supported. He used to visit the prison. Even when we moved here to Georgia and he was still incarcerated in Michigan, every time we went to Michigan, that was like a stop. That mm-hmm. was on the schedule. That was on the agenda to make sure that we visited him. We would accept the collect calls. We would put money towards attorneys trying to get DNA evidence and different things like that. So that was very, we did the 15 years with him.
Right.
It was, you know, that was what we did. And upon his release, you know, we looked at the prison system like, there's lots of people in here who don't have support, who need mm-hmm. to be educated, who need to be informed. And even with the families, even though some of them may be supported of the inmates, a lot of times they don't know where to turn for information.
That's right.
Or how to help and what ways to help, because prison is not, was not in their vocabulary, and is not something that they truly understand, that type of world, because it is a different world all of its own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the passion and the drive really comes from reaching out and helping to educate and inform.
Well, that's wonderful. And you guys, like I said earlier, you're all over the internet, and it's not just Prison World Magazine. You have your radio show. Tell us about the other things that y'all are involved in as well.
Yeah, well, Prison World Magazine, that's the baby, you know, that's the big baby, and it evolved into the radio show. Let me back up. Mm-hmm. The record label came next, Prison World Records, because my husband and his family, they've always had singing ventures. They grew up singing and having groups and different things, and we wanted to do an a cappella project. So, and we didn't want to do, you know, with anyone, because you go to a label or someone else and they always want to recreate you or, you know, put you in the realm of what they want you to be. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do it on our own. So why not Prison World Records? And that's where that came from, to put out that project. And then in the same turn, when we put that project out, it got noticed by Artist First Radio. And they asked us to be, you know, on the show to come and do an interview. The interview was loved so much and got so many downloads and inquiries that they asked us to do our own radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So we started out with them doing our own radio show, and then we purchased and got into our own stream, where we have our own server and provide our own streams. So now we have our own radio show and network, mm-hmm. and the blog came in somewhere in between that, because we were asked about... inmates were asking us about, can you put this out on the internet for me and different things, and we didn't actually want it on our website. So we said, okay, well, how could we do this? And then that's where the blog came into play.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've kind of boosted our video marketing, and now we have Prison World TV, which is up on our YouTube, and that's really like only a couple of months old, and we're getting that up and going as well.
I saw that, and it seems like you guys are just helping a whole lot of people out there, and you really should be commended for it. It's just excellent work you're doing, and I would think that because of the number of listeners that y'all have, that you're in a unique position to get a feel what's going out there in terms of the criminal justice world and incarceration rates and that sort of thing. Do you have a good feel for, say, are we trending towards releasing people, or are we still locking people up? How do y'all see that?
Well, we've seen a lot of things over the last 4 years that we have been doing this and been publishing. One of the things that came into play since we started the magazine was the repealing of the crack sentencing law for the federal prisoners.
Right.
That has been repealed since we started, and a lot of inmates were released. We also saw the federal courts taking on mass incarceration in California and the overcrowding.
Right.
And we saw a lot of inmates being released behind that. We've seen a lot of releases in Texas, your state,
right,
for corrupt prosecutors and different things, and cases being overturned by DNA, as well as here in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
Those cases being overturned. So we, not only are we seeing on the side where, yeah, people are still being locked up for small things, and, you know, like Wesley Snipes, that's a whole nother story.
Right.
But we're also seeing where justice is being served on the other side post-conviction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Barry Scheck is very active down here with Project Innocence, and he's actually gotten some people off of death row, which is just scary. You know, it's spooky. But you're right, some things have – it does appear – that things are trending more towards being careful when people are prosecuted. And there have been some cases down here of just flat out wrong convictions. Listen, you also, I know that y'all interact with, through your magazine, with offenders a lot. I know they can send you artwork and stories and that sort of thing. Do offenders ask y'all for advice about jobs when they're getting ready to get released and that sort of thing? And how do you handle that?
Yeah, we do get a lot of questions in regards to that. And that was another thing that started. Well, whenever we get frequently asked questions, instead of having to constantly, you know, maybe even type up a form letter and answer them one by one,
mm-hmm.
we say, how can we do this for the masses? Because if one person has that question,
mm-hmm.
then bottom line, another person probably has it as well.
Right.
So we created a section in our magazine called the Prison World Parole Resource Directory.
Okay.
So in that directory, we do provide several listings of maybe jobs that hire felons, tips for interviews, ways that people can perk up their personalities, letting them know how to let go of the small things that bother them, like not sweating the small stuff if you go in and start discrimination, different laws about checking that ex-offender box, which a lot of people don't know that it varies state to state,
right.
That if you've ever been convicted of a felony, a lot of times you don't have to check that box depending on how long ago your felony existed,
mm-hmm.
that your conviction existed. So we do educate and inform in that way as well.
Excellent. Man, I just love what you guys do. While I got you here, where do you see the jobs for ex-offenders? Where, in what sector do y'all see those jobs at?
There's lots of jobs in construction,
uh-huh.
for ex-offenders. There's lots of jobs in the new sector for going green, rebuilding infrastructure. A lot of people, we refer to the jobs that they had in Haiti because
mm-hmm.
they were just hiring, you know, people in the masses that they needed. So if someone, the thing about it is common sense, okay?
Right.
If you went to prison for forgery or writing checks or credit card fraud, identity theft, don't apply to a bank. Don't apply to be, you know, a financial accountant, you know, or something like that. Don't apply to something where your felony, if it came up for any reason, that it would be a hindrance to your job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can actually get the job through a great performance. 7 years down the line, a background check comes up for some reason. Maybe they're trying to get a federal contract. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you have to answer all of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
because of your mm-hmm. the nature of your crime and the position that you took, then all of a sudden you become suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take something that is totally outside of what you were convicted for, and if it comes up later, maybe you'll have half a chance.
Jenny, you mentioned something earlier about support systems and how you kind of alluded to the fact that it was important. What advice would you give men and women who are close to release and their families that, well, they just don't have a lot of support? They might have a mom and dad that aren't educated about the difficulties in reintegration. What advice would you give someone like that?
Well, number one, you know, it's something that we try not to be too preachy about, but we do teach, is faith, okay? Mm-hmm. You are not living, existing, and breathing on your own. You know, someone created you, and you exist for a reason. So mm-hmm. number one, you need to tune into that. You need to tune into your faith, because you can have a mother, father, brother, sister, cousin, long-lost childhood friend, and they may not fill that hole for you. There may be a hole in your soul that you're reaching for, that you're gasping. You want to be filled. You want to be whole. But for some reason, you know, this person is not doing it for you. They could be putting money on your books or coming to visit you or writing you letters, and it is just not happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you have to do is you have to find that peace. You have to find that inner peace. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if you are not getting those visits, if you are not being able to pick up the telephone, if you are not going to store a call or getting called out for visitation, you have to ask yourself, I put myself into this situation. Why don't I have anyone that will come to see me? Now it's time to do some self-reflection. So let's self-reflect. What can I do in here to make my life, to make me a better person, that someone would want to surround themselves with me on the outside?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about you don't have anyone because maybe a loved one passed, because that, you know, happens. You have support, but someone passes on and, you know, you just don't have it. Let's talk about the people who thought they were something on the street, but you come in and you find out that you're nothing inside. So now it's time to do some self-reflection, and it's time to build that self-esteem, because it all boils down to self-esteem.
It does. And you guys, I tell you what, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm just thrilled with the kinds of things that y'all are doing. Just wonderful. If we have families listening right now that want to get their loved one subscribed to your magazine, how would they go about doing that?
They can log on to www.prisonworldmagazine.com and you can purchase a subscription there, online subscription. We also now do digital downloads for $1, which you'll receive the PDF copy of the magazine, and all of those proceeds go to help the wrongly convicted. And there's several organizations that we reach out to and constantly try to help people, and those proceeds go to there. Or you can send us a check of money order to P.O. Box 380, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127. So once again, the website is www.prisonworldmagazine.com. Or you can send a check of money order to Prison World Magazine, P.O. Box 380, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127.
Jenny Triplett, Editor-in-Chief of Prison World Magazine, thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today. I want to commend you for all that y'all are doing. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Thank you, Rodney. Thanks so much for having us. And you keep doing what you do, too. We all have a place, and we all have a purpose. So you keep doing what you do.
We're going to be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey. Y'all keep those cards and letters coming on in. You can catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Drop me a line. That's about all we have time for. Wow, that went by fast today. I want to thank my special guest, Miss Jenny Triplett, and I want to remind all of you something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.